The search for the next music director of the New Hampshire Symphony Orchestra continued last month when guest conductor Jana Himes-Bianchi led the orchestra in its March concert. Himes-Bianchi lives in Maine. She's held conducting positions in Indianapolis and Cincinnati, and she's the first woman to conduct the NHSO in its 27-year history. She's also one of six candidates to succeed James Boley as the orchestra's music director. All six candidates will be appearing as guest conductors as part of the search process. At the dress rehearsal prior to the orchestra's concert, Himes-Bianchi went through the evening's program, Ravel, Schumann, and Dvorak, fine-tuning a few sections before the performance. At the podium, her conducting style is intense, dramatic, and visually engaging. Approaching the conclusion of Schumann's piano concerto, she keeps one eye on the orchestra, but at the same time maintains visual contact with the piano soloist Min-Soo Song. Peter LeBombard is a member of the NHSO Board of Directors and a member of the search committee. He talked about what the orchestra is looking for in its next music director.
We're looking for, first of all, very deep musicality. We want someone who really knows the music, who is going to express it in a very intellectual and important way. At the same time, someone with sparkle for enjoyment of the musicians, of the audiences, but also in the community, someone that's going to shine and sort of attract attention for the symphony.
Whenever a new conductor is hired, that creates an opportunity for an orchestra to redefine itself. Where is the New Hampshire Symphony hoping to go in the next few years, and does Jana Himes-Bianchi strike you as the kind of conductor who can help get you there?
My sense is the board is looking for a new direction, but we want to have that person on board and develop it together rather than tell them where we want them to go.
So the board doesn't have a specific strategy. You're hoping to work with the next conductor to shape that collaboratively.
Exactly. I think when we bring the director on board, there'll be a very intense process of musical redefinition and reconnecting with the community, but we'll want that person as our leader in that.
Any sense from the musicians how they perceive her interactions with them as a conductor during the rehearsals?
It's a little bit early to say. I want to see them in performance tonight. I'll be able to judge a little better, but I notice that they seem to be having a good time. They're listening very intently, and you can hear what they're doing for her as she instructs them.
During a brief break in Friday's dress rehearsal, Himes-Bianchi took time to answer a few questions about her approach to programming and her vision for the NHSO.
As a young American conductor, as versatile as I can be, I conduct all kinds of music, and I think it's important to share that with the musicians and the audience. I wanted to do the New World Symphony. I thought it would be a piece that at the end of next season they would remember. And then I picked the Ravel because I thought it was a really nice balance. It has such a different sound and color from the other pieces. One of the things I like to share with audiences, especially with an orchestra that does six concerts, is variety. Audiences really like variety, and I think when there's only six concerts, it's important.
How important is it for the NHSO and for orchestras like it to be seeking out new audiences? As a conductor, how do you see yourself supporting and contributing to that effort?
Well, new audiences, I mean, I think that's what's one of the priorities of almost every orchestra that I've either worked with or know about. We want the halls to be packed all the time. We want to share what we're passionate about with everybody else. And it takes a lot of people to do that. There has to be a lot of marketing. There has to be a lot of community development. And by that, I mean going out and really meeting the people of the community. Certainly a new music director will create enthusiasm and interest within the community. So that's a really wonderful transitional time when the orchestra has a new music director, because it's a new personality that is the face, if you will, of the orchestra. My role, if I were to come here, would be to let as many people as I could know about the orchestra, and that means going out and speaking to people. And I also think programming is really crucial, and I think that if you put certain pieces on, you'll get more audiences to come.
You had said earlier that that a new music director tends to bring a new energy, a new enthusiasm. Are there any kinds of projects or undertakings, either artistically or in the orchestra's role in the community, that you would like to lead as the music director?
Well, certainly. Some of the things that I'm interested in are educational concerts, and I think that's a really wonderful way to not only introduce children to classical music, but people of all ages. Also, the orchestra could play in different communities, which it's done in the past. Pops concerts, which the orchestra doesn't do at this point, brings in a whole new audience. Maybe free concerts in the summer. I think there's a lot that you could do.
After the rehearsal, the NHSO's principal cellist, Roy Christensen, offered this assessment of Heinz Bianchi's work with the orchestra.
She has a very good sense of how the orchestra should respond musically, but yet with that ability to lay back a little bit and let things happen.
As a player, what are you looking for in the next music director? What kinds of qualities, and do you see those in this candidate?
Stick technique, a good ear, knowledge of scores, a good musical background. I think more so those non-musical qualities. How do they handle people? The people factor is probably the most important thing.
Other orchestra members were likewise complimentary in their impressions of the conductor. Here are cellist Sandy Jo Melman and clarinetist Julie Vaverka.
I like her very well. I think that she's really clear and very much inside the music. And that's really important from a player's standpoint, certainly, and I think it'll show itself in the concert.
Anything in particular that strikes you?
I think that Jana is very professional with the orchestra. She's respectful of the players, and when she wants to rehearse something again, she was very clear about what the purpose was.
Can I get your name?
David Rabi.
And this is the first time you've ever played with the NHSO?
Yes, this is the first time.
Well, what do you think of the orchestra so far?
I'm very impressed.
And as you know, the guest conductor, Jana Heinz Bianchi, is a candidate for the music director position. Just having rehearsed with her for a couple of hours now, what's your impression of her?
She's very efficient. She's a very good musician. And I think she'd be really good for this group. She's very easy to work with, knows what she wants, and gets the job done.
If she had the job on a regular basis, you think you'd come play with us again?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, thank you very much.
After Friday's concert, the orchestra solicited the opinions of audience members through survey forms distributed with their programs. Members of the search committee will take those evaluations into consideration as they make their decision. The patrons who stayed to meet with Heinz Bianchi at a post-concert reception were quick to praise the conductor's performance. At least one had fallen asleep during the second half of the concert, but as her father pointed out, she was 6 years old, and it was well past her bedtime. The NHSO will audition four more conductors in the fall and announce the orchestra's new music director in March or April of next year.